Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
It looks like the Red Sox are ready to go full throttle with the young dudes, right? They've got the holy grail. The trio is there. They're all going to play. It looks like one of the kids is going to play third base for the next 10 years now.
Right.
Alex Bregman is sitting on the IL right now. There has to be a little gleam in his eye. He can opt out after a year.
You get away from the drama that unfortunately did follow this situation with Rafael Devers. He has been absolutely unbelievable with the bat since he has been there in Boston. But this year, it was so much pushback back and forth that you do come up with concerns about how that impacted the team, how that impacted the relationship with the manager, with his teammates, and not being as flexible as the team would have hoped he was going to be with the contract that he had earned with the organization. So I feel like they've made the decision. They're going to move past that, hopefully try to continue to get the team better. And I think you go ahead and go after Alex Bregman right now.
Yeah,
you don't even wait to the offseason. Go and get him now.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. No. Cheap ass John Henry, who just dumped his salary, is going to turn around and throw a bunch of money now at Alex Bregman while he's hurt.
He's like, I just saved $250 million, but let me spend it all.
These savings are burning a hole in my pocket. It doesn't sound like John Henry
to
me.
No, it doesn't. Now, I feel a lot better about this trade if in the offseason they're once again big spenders, because they should be. Doesn't feel like they're going to be, although this offseason, better than the previous four or five offseasons, and they spent money on Bregman. They spent money on Crochet after making the trade. You know, even Chapman, as far as reliever money is concerned. So they did spend some money there. There's a couple of big free agents next year. That's sort of the little silver line. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but you should be in that ballpark because you're not paying Roman Anthony yet. You're not paying Marcelo Meyer yet. Jaren Duran doesn't make any money. Like, you have a lot of cheap guys who are good. You know what? You know what guy I want?
Kyle Tucker?
Kyle Tucker. Tucker. You get Kyle Tucker out of all this?
Nick says he's a DH only.
He's probably going to end
up being a DH. Yeah.
Fine. Well, you have an opening now.
Oh, you do have an opening now. In some ways, you're back in the same spot.
Only that way. Play the outfield where that's the one spot you're set.
I'll take Kyle Tucker, though. I'm with you on this.
Yeah, but you could trade Abreu, and your outfield could be Duran and Kyle Tucker and Roman Anthony. Hello. That guy's you could set
Kyle
your
Tucker's
watch
pretty
to
bad
Kyle
in the
Tucker.
Field. I guess they could just stick him in left with the wall.
Put him in left field like Manny. Have him DH, or have him split time between those two spots. The guy's an absolute machine, but that's really for the offseason. You'll have a chance to be a player in that. You should be spending some money. Throw money at Pete Alonso.
Bregman's not going to opt out if he's not getting the same money out there, and he's hurt right now.
$40 million guaranteed. I think he'll probably be back.
Right. They could be a last place team. He's not opting out of $40 million a year if he can't get that on the open
last
market.
Last place team. They just swept the Yankees.
No, I'm saying they could be a last place team, and he wouldn't opt out, I don't think.
Okay.
If the money's not there, he's not opting out. He doesn't have a gleam in his eye. He's looking at his bank account is what he's looking at.
Yeah.
Keith, you had a good tweet in the last break.
Thank you. I have a lot of good tweets.
Props to you.
Yep.
You said you can only choose one. This is at Keefe 21.
Yeah. So it's a kind of like Sophie's Choice.
Choose your own adventure kind of deal.
Sure.
Okay.
Option what? A?
Option A, Mookie Betts, Chris Sale,
okay,
Rafi Devers.
Are those three?
Pretty good players.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Devers these days, but good player.
I would say two Hall of Famers.
Yep. Option B, Alex Verdugo, Connor Wong, Jeter Downs, Vaughn Grissom, Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, Jose Bayo, and James Tibbs.
All right, before you answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't. You want me to answer right away?
Before you answer.
Mull that over. Yeah.
The second group has more players. Does that factor in
at
all?
Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Almost three times as many players. Yeah.
So before you answer, there are a lot of guys on there.
I'm going option A.
Yep.
In that scenario. Although, I didn't want anything to do with Sale or Devers by the end. Betts, I was apoplectic.
Betts is insane, and it remains insane.
I wanted nothing to do with Sale or Devers.
But Betts already has had more great years post-Red Sox than I guarantee you Devers will have. Already. And counting. We'll see what Betts does from now going forward. But he's already had two MVP runner-ups. He's had a top five. He had another year where he got votes. He won a World Series. So, or no, I'm sorry. two World Series. Yep. So, like, Betts is insane. And, like, you at the time you knew it, he was a great player then, one of the five best players in all of baseball, and he kind of remains in that category. Whereas Devers, I don't think you're going to look back and be like, oh, my God. Like, in a couple of years, you don't think he could, like, completely break down?
No, he might. He may never hit 30 home runs again. He might do it this year. He's on pace to do it this year.
Yeah.
The Giants haven't had a 30 home run hitter since Bonds.
It's a big ballpark.
That's a tough ballpark
Bonds
to slug it out of the yard.
Smack in the ocean wherever he wanted to.
Yeah, but he, on the up and up, he hit 73 one year in that ballpark. But he may never hit 30 again.
Yeah.
He might not even do it this year because he could break down. He could get hurt. He might just cool off.
Yeah.
But he may never hit 30 again. And it's not like he was a lock to hit 30 even when he was here. 617-779-7937. I do think he's wildly overrated by the fan base.
Devers?
Like, yes.
He's very overrated.
Like, he's a good player. Kershaw called him a top 10 hitter in baseball?
Which is wild.
You say
to
somebody
me.
Tweeted you or the text line said
he's hitter?
The best hitter? He's not.
Maybe
for a month.
I know they got Aaron Judge's number, except for the ding dong, but like Aaron Judge is better. Otani's better. Freeman's better. Betts is better. Jose Ramirez is better. There's a lot of guys better. I mean, he's good.
When Bregman's healthy, Bregman's better.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people, as soon as he was traded, were
not
comparing
the best hitter on his own team when he was here.
No, they were comparing Devers to the Betts trade and even the Nomar trade, and I was like, Devers isn't as good as either one of those guys.
Yeah, honestly,
he's good.
I initially balked at the Nomar comp, but you're right. I mean, Nomar was a much better player when they moved him.
I was gonna say, we know how Nomar ended his career and jumped a few teams or whatever, but if you take 2003 Nomar and what his resume was, greater than Devers, right? And you know, Devers is solid. He's made a couple all-star teams. He's hit 30 home runs a couple of times. Like, he's a good hitter. I'm not trying to say he's, like, a trash hitter. But Nomar was, like, top five in the MVP, runner-up in the MVP.
Nomar, he got a cup of coffee 24 games in 96. He got MVP votes.
And he hit stingers that year. I remember he came up, and I was like, who is this guy?
He got MVP votes in six of his first 7 years, and then he was traded in 04.
Even
in 03, he was seventh place MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's higher than Devers has ever finished.
Runner up in 98, two batting titles. Yeah, Devers,
and then
Devers can't
do that. That's not even taking into the popularity. Like, I'm just talking baseball player. Nomar was better. But if you're talking how the fan base actually felt about the guy, I mean, Nomar was beloved. Like, our generation,
but Nomar,
8 out of 10 kids, their favorite player, Nomar Garciaparra.
Nomar's a good comp, though, for Devers because, and I'm not saying this team's going to trade Devers and then turn around and win the World Series like that team did.
Yeah.
But I mean, Nomar was done here. Nomar was a problem. He had to go. This guy was done here, was a problem, and had to go.
And one similarity is you felt like the return wasn't great in real time. However, in real time, you at least knew you got real ball players, right, with the Nomar trade. You're like, wow, I thought at that point you could have gotten more for Nomar, but then you're like,
Kyle Harrison's a real ball player for the Woo Sox.
True.
That's a real Woo Sox player.
But like Orlando Cabrera was better defensively,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you're like, all right, he's a good player. You also still had Manny and Ortiz to kind of lean on, and then you needed help at first base defensively. You got it in Minkiewicz. You eventually got Robert. So like that was still, it was weird that you traded your star Nomar, but then you got a bunch of guys that were like beyond helpful.
Yeah, I I'm with Keith on this. I don't mind that he's gone. I was hoping for more in the return, and it's really all going to come down to Kyle Harrison if they can get the most out of him. If they can, you got a top end of the rotation guy in exchange for Devers. To me, that's enough. Plus, you got some lottery ticket prospects. I don't really even count Hicks. If he doesn't work out, then you have another Sale trade, another Betts trade, another one of these. So you can weigh in. 617-779-7937. Rob is in Swampscott. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right.
So let me ask you this. When it comes to Devers, right,
uh-huh,
everyone's looking at the players swapped, right? We lose a star, we pick up two pitchers, another guy, and a bag of baseballs. Great.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The big win here, the win here for the Red Sox is that they lose that salary. And now let's see what the team does in the next month.
Okay, but I got
to
be honest. I don't care about that.
I don't
care about John
want
Henry's
them to
wallet.
Save money.
Right. I get the Red Sox wanted to offload the whole deal.
Yeah.
When they were done with him, they wanted to offload the whole deal. But that to me is not. I'm not justifying the lack of a return because they save some money. I don't care about that.
And that part is just really hard to defend because as a fan, you're like, all right, we're already spending through the nose to go to these games. It's the most expensive ticket, the most expensive beer and hot dog, like it's the whole thing. So I you want to spend money on the team, and for years they kind of haven't. Then they kind of did. It's funny because Devers was one of the guys that they did. It was like, oh, they'll never sign another $300 million deal. They're not going to give it to Mookie Betts. They're not going to give it to anybody. They do sign Devers. Well,
this is another thing Julian McWilliams had in the story. Bloom didn't want to give Devers the contract. Mm. Ownership was like, we got to pay somebody. Yeah. We didn't pay Bogarts. We didn't pay Betts. Yeah. They're freaking out, so we have to pay Devers.
That was an ownership call.
Yeah.
They got kind of bullied into it. But then I think they realized, like, oh, man, like we don't want this guy anymore. But where they can get a little bit off the hook, it would be not in the next month or so, I don't think, but more so in the offseason, which is too bad because we have a season to play. They just have won 5 in a row. You're like, all right, maybe they can make a run at this thing. You remove one of your best hitters. You don't really add anything that's going to help this team.
Do you think they're done?
Making moves? No.
Do you think they're like done? Like they had turned their season around, it felt like. Do you think they're going to go back into the toilet, or do you think they can keep the momentum going without Devers?
No, I think they could definitely keep the momentum going without Devers.
Me too.
I think they could spark it. I mean, look at they trade Garrett Crochet. They trade him. No, he's still on the team every fifth day. Like I think they're going to be all right. I think other guys are going to step up. There's going to be some more opportunity for some other guys. It could be a little bit of a rallying cry in there too. Whether the teammates are like glad that he's gone, or whether they're pissed that he's gone.
There's that.
Yeah.
He's a rain cloud hovering over the team. And so there is that element. You need Anthony and Meyer to start hitting.
Yo, yeah.
No more. Okay, they just got here.
Yeah, you no need more like, oh, hitting. That was good contact. No, you guys need to get on base.
And you need Bregman back. But yeah, I think they can keep winning without Devers. He hasn't been hitting basically all month. I know he had a home run yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
He hasn't been hitting in June, and they've been red hot.
So I think we're... And I understand people being upset because they're like, oh, it seemed like a salary dump more than anything else. But I think it's just the circumstances. It wasn't going to be, they didn't go into the year thinking, all right, we'll find a way to dump his salary. Like, it came to a head when both your corner infielders get hurt and he's not willing to help you out. You're like, well, what is this? We have like 9 more years of this guy. He won't even pick up a glove for right now. So they don't like that. And then this offseason, if they're the interest kings again and they just miss on everybody, well, then feel free to go crazy.
Right.
Like, you should be there. Like, you should have been able to spend on a Pete Alonso or a Kyle Tucker even with Devers. Now that you got rid of that contract, you guys should be at the top of the list.
Devers is hitting .208 this month. They're 9-4 in June.
Yeah.
So, or at least in the games that he plays, they're 9-4. And so, yeah, I don't think they can, that all of a sudden they're going to just start losing a million games. These kids need to hit. They're here. Oh, yeah. Now they need to produce, and there's a lot of pressure on them. I want to squeeze in Steve in Fall River. He's been waiting patiently. It says, Steve, you're so excited you pulled an all-nighter?
How about that?
I pulled an all-nighter, guys. I gotta hit the rat. I got to get to bed. I'm
okay.
Absolutely.
All right, good night, Steve.
Hey, Steve, Steve, thanks for checking in. You got to get to bed.
No. That's a baloney. This is, I want to sell T-shirts. Addition by Subtraction 2025. How many can I sell you guys?
Okay.
Looks like a free one. You know
keep
me.
A free one. He'll sport it for sure over there.
Or anything for free.
I would like a snappier title on my shirt. Addition by Subtraction.
The fact that I agree with Stephen Fall River.
You don't like
should
it?
Should I alter my thought?
You got to start second guessing yourself.
Yeah. No, I think I think this team could still turn things around. I don't think they're going to fall off a cliff here. Do you? Like, you think they're going to go to Seattle, who's like a solid team, similar record to you?
I don't think so, but... The timing in that regard is suspect. They are hot, and they've won.
The Mariners are getting Logan Gilbert back tonight.
They've won 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
So the timing to trade.
But Giolito's on the hill for the Sox.
Big dumper, anytime home run.
Yeah, oh, that's going to cash.
That's a big time buying opportunity.
Cash.
No, to me, it would have been better to trade him when, you know, you're losing 4 and 5 in a row. That probably would have been the better time.
Yeah.
But I think they can keep winning games. I do. Especially if Bregman comes back. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback here on Rafi Devers. We're talking about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Hill comes set. His pitch. Hit hard and deep. Left center field. Way back by the wall. Off the wall. The Red Sox win. Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it. Another classic Red Sox-Yankee ball game on a Friday night at Fenway Park. And they're going crazy in those green uniforms. Out around second base, congratulating Narvaez.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Narvaez, good find by Craig Breslow. That's your guy, Keefe.
All-star.
I'm starting to be an all-star. I'm starting to come around.
Dude, he's a menace at the plate, and he's also statistically the best defensive catcher in the game.
He's hosing people down on the bases.
Drawing people down. Big outs.
Yep.
You can't run on them. Please don't run on them. You've been warned, baseball. The guy's a stud.
So I just wonder if people are really piling on Breslow today. I don't like the return on the surface either. What's Hicks's ERA? In the sixes?
It's high. It's over a touchdown. Yeah.
And he's... They've experimented with him as a starter. My preference is he goes to the bullpen, but honestly, he's not really a consideration for me. They got to get the most out of Kyle Harrison in this trade. And I believe he's a starter, although he's been out of the bullpen in some of these games.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this guy.
So I don't love that, but it's going to come down to Harrison. And I would point to players like Narvaez that Breslow found if you want to be talked into a prospect or a former big-time prospect.
Yeah.
And Kyle Harrison. Like,
they didn't plan on him being good. It took Connor Wong getting hurt for Narvaez to play.
But they identified him. They traded for him.
He was like the only other catcher on the roster.
They liked him more than the Yankees.
Yeah.
The Yankees clearly didn't know what they had.
Oh, former Yankees dominated the series.
It's true. So, I don't know. I mean, I think Breslow's had a pretty good offseason. Like, call me quick. The Walker Buehler deal didn't work out. You know, Giolito, I guess, was from a year ago.
Oh, he sounds like a emotionless robot when he talks, and he uses giant words, which I can't stand. But this offseason in particular, he added Bregman, Crochet, and Chapman, who have all been great. Unfortunately, Bregman's been hurt recently, but he was great.
And Narvaez.
And Narvaez, who has been a stud. You know, other guys like Walker Buehler, less so, but whatever. Like, he added all these guys to the team, and then he's having to deal. Cora won't communicate with Devers, so then Breslow has to get involved, and then he gets thrown under the bus. Devers is, like, making fun of Breslow. Cora's staying out of it the whole time. Then Henry has to go in. And the second Henry asked Devers to maybe play the field and Devers said no, Henry told Breslow to trade him.
100%.
So what chief baseball officer would then tell Henry no?
Right.
Like his boss. So, like, you're going to pull with Devers? Then he'll just fire you.
So, it's right. To me, if you're upset today, you should be upset at the owner. And that's why, if you're upset, be upset at John Henry. And if you don't
be mad at Devers.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
And that
Devers,
really,
he's the reason he's gone.
I thought it was too many people are like, no big deal. He won't move. The owner flew to Kansas City and asked him to move, and he told him no to his face. The guy writing his $300 million check, he's like, nope, I'm good. Right.
And guys in the locker room were like, stop talking.
Seriously.
When Devers was in there going on and on about.
So, I am mad at Devers. I've been mad at Devers, and I'm happy he's gone. I don't love the return on the surface, so I'm mad at Breslow about that. But cheaping out on another big deal, if that's your issue with this ownership group, I've had that issue for a long period of time. So
now, here's the one tricky thing when you're Breslow. And he was like the 15th candidate for this job. He probably wouldn't have gotten this job anywhere else. But just because you do what the owner says doesn't mean you keep your job.
Right.
Like, we've seen it before. Other guys did what they thought the owner wanted them to do and still got scapegoated. It's sort of like being the head coach of the Boston Bruins. Like, you can do what you think is right. You still might lose your job. But for the time being right now, this is what he pulled off. Could he have gotten more? I think so. I think he could have gotten some more. But I'm not going to, lose any sleep over Devers being gone.
Butter guy in the Twitch chat says Devers swallowed his pride and went to DH. That's after he stormed off and maybe requested a trade.
He left the facility, did he, for a while?
Yes, he left spring training.
Yeah.
So swallowed his pride and got to do half the work. And now he won't move.
We're
off
pay
of that.
The exact same amount to do half the work.
Please.
And the only thing that you're good at.
Yeah.
Like, he was the worst third baseman in baseball defensively for the last 8 years.
Right.
Like, the worst.
He pitched a fit about moving off a third. Then they offered him third back when Bregman got hurt, and he's like, no, I'm good. Yeah. So I can't imagine defending that guy. But if you wanted more in return, I get it. Sorja's in Mansfield. Go ahead, Sorja.
Jones and Keith, how are we today?
Excellent. Doing all right.
Really quick here, guys. I think that's the biggest thing for me about the Devers trade. I'm super upset about the return. You got two guys who have really high ERAs, but like Stephen Fall River got me fired up about. It's totally addition by subtraction. And I wanted to answer your second question you guys brought up earlier about where the Red Sox go from here. What this last week and a half showed us is that this team has been severely underperforming, right? We had a lot of questions, like, did we think that this team was too good? No. This team has been severely underperforming, and you guys played it in the last trending with the guy saying that he wants to see the young guys go full throttle. That's what I want to see. I don't want to hear anything with Breslow saying, oh, we can't put these guys against the lefties. We can't do them on a Tuesday.
Well, look, Sorge, so I'll give Cora credit for this weekend. He dropped Durant in the order.
Yeah,
he
took him out for a game. Even.
He got the you're right. Durant sat for a game, then dropped in the order. They did not play Myron Anthony as much as I wanted. They played Ref and Romy.
Did Ref and Romy just kill lefties, though?
They swept.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were scoring a billion runs.
No, but they did not.
But they swept. Yep, and so I'll give Cora credit for that. I didn't like that plan. It ended up working out.
But I think you will see more of these guys against lefties.
Me too.
And we'll see how many lefties they face. I don't know how many series are going to face three in a row like they just did, but there's another opening, right? So they can rotate the DH spot now.
Devers, you're going to see it. Devers has been clogging up the lineup. You have no flexibility because Devers won't move.
Yeah.
And that's what kept Anthony, I think, stashed in AAA for a while. And I think that's been a problem. I think you're going to see that. And oh, by the way, I think Sorge is right. This team has been underachieving. Why? Maybe because their highest paid player has been a giant pain in the ass.
Could be.
And maybe that's infected the whole team all year long. They're starting to get hot and they can carry the momentum. Regardless, we're going to look at this as the line of demarcation on their season. If they go into the toilet, then look, the team gave up. They thought ownership didn't believe in them. If they keep winning, then we'll know that Devers was a massive, massive part of the problem.
I do wonder if there was any way that this same trade could have been there a week from now. And just so you don't trade him the second after you sweep the Yankees, and you're also a little bit closer to Alex Bregman's return.
Because if it would have been very Red Sox to do it when they're on the West Coast and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, that's true. I guess there is that. Like, we were all able to see it and talk about it in real time. But like, if you said, all right, they traded Devers and everyone's upset about it because they're like, oh, he's a great hitter. But you're like, oh, Bregman's back in the lineup tonight. Like, now all of a sudden, the lineup doesn't look all that bad.
That's true. If you could, if it was timed up a little bit better with Bregman.
It's not.
That would work out.
And they
better.
Played Devers on Friday. Like, how crazy is that?
Text line here. Can't imagine defending Devers, but you can defend this owner. Who's defending the ownership?
People hear what they want to hear.
Just called Henry cheap.
Yeah,
and they're cheaping out on another big contract.
Breslow, an emotionless robot.
Who's defending the ownership group? I was defending Breslow a little bit because I think he's had a good offseason. And so I think there's reason to look at it and say maybe the guy knows what he's doing, but you can point to the sale trade and say he doesn't.
Oh, there's not a single person over there that has had a great season, meaning like everything they've done has been the right move or the way they've handled themselves going back to spring training has been right. But they're trying to figure this out. They decided, hey, Devers isn't going to literally play ball with us. He's not going to play first or third to help the team out. We're going to move on. And now they better get back into that. You know, they still need to spend money. They still need to spend on big contracts. And we'll see whether it's a trade in another trade in season or being aggressive in free agency, which won't happen for several months.
No. I hope they go back to spending, but I don't think they're going back to that anytime soon.
No.
In theory, though, getting the Devers contract off the books frees them up to spend more. I'll believe it when I see it. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. Red Sox sweep this weekend. They seem to have turned a corner. They deal Rafi Devers. There's a lot going on. We'll continue with more of that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.